This very gospel is the exact reason that we as Catholic Christians have the firm dogmatic belief that the only means to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. If it weren't for Jesus Christ, no one would have eternal life. Now, what does that mean? Unfortunately, sometimes that gets misconstrued to think that unless you're a baptized Catholic, you're in here, and you go to church every week, and you receive communion, and you receive the sacraments, you're the only ones who are going to make it to heaven. The Catholic Church does not teach that. What the Catholic Church is saying is that Jesus Christ came and died and offered his life for the salvation of the world, purely out of love. The challenge for each and every one of us is that in our understanding of love, sometimes we get caught up in self-serving love. There's a rabbi by the name of Abraham Twersky, and there's a video online if you wanted to look him up. All you need to do is Google fish love. He tells a story about fish love. Fish love is something like this. A man is eating some fish, and he says to his friend, "I love fish." And his friend says, "Well, if you love fish, why did you pull it from its home, kill it, cook it, and eat it? You don't love fish. You love the taste of fish. You love what fish does for you." And think about that. Think about how we fall into self-serving love. As a permanent deacon, I was permitted to marry before I was ordained. I chose my wife because she's beautiful. And she's really kind to me. And she suits me. I chose my wife out of fish love. But if I want our marriage to endure, I can't allow myself to be caught up in just self-fulfilling love. I have to be willing to give love out of pureness of heart. I have to be willing to give love and not anticipate receiving. That's what real love is. Rabbi Abraham Twersky talks about how giving can be a way of externalizing what real love is. How do we give? And again, he speaks about the challenge. Do we give to people that we love? Because if we're giving to people that we love, usually there's some self-fulfillment in that. But what Rabbi Abraham is suggesting is we have to love those to whom we give. And that is a measure of real love. That's a measure of the selflessness of giving to another. Now, ironically, Rabbi Abraham is talking about this idea of as we give to someone, what we give to someone is a piece of ourselves. And so the person who receives that takes a part of who we are. What does that sound like? Sounds to me like Eucharist, folks. That's what real love is. So when Jesus decided courageously to say yes to the Father's command, Jesus was not looking for anything that would build up himself. He was giving purely of himself. That's what we celebrate this morning. We celebrate the opportunity to allow Christ to give to us. And as we receive Christ, hopefully Christ Christ becomes a part of who we are. More importantly, we become a part of who Christ is. That changes everything. It changes our world. It changes what love really is in terms of the exercise of love. So my challenge to all of you is the same challenge I pose to myself. How guilty am I of fish love? What do I do outside in the real world to give of myself without expectation of return? It doesn't mean that we can't take or receive after giving love, but that can't be our sole motivation, our sole purpose. So this morning, as we come forward to receive this gift of Christ, a part of himself given to us, let it be our prayer that we can be empowered to love in the same way Christ loves, where we can love selflessly, where we can be for other people, not expecting anything in return. I will suggest to you that the world can become a different place.